The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by two of my colleagues from the Mighty Money Makeover team. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is here, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, is joining us. Craig Montana, of course, running the studio this morning, and so everybody's driving into work today singing the Shallow song from A Star Is Born. It's playing all over the radio. Gee, I couldn't get away from it on the way into the studio this
morning. Are all playing it. You have to give Bradley Cooper credit. I mean, that's tough to get up and sing with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, he's got some chops there, doesn't he? I mean, he's like, yes, I'm up here. But welcome, everybody. And, we're, of course, most of us do not have the capital infusion, the incomes of Gaga and Bradley Cooper. So that makes it even more important, doesn't it, to be wise with the money we do have. That's what we're all about here on the Money Makeover Show. And as financial planners, that is what we do, is to help you get to that level, right, guys? I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, help you get a strategy. I just have a longtime client that decided they're going to retire June 2nd. Mm. Okay, so we've been thinking of that for about a year now, but now we're going to have to make some more adjustments in their portfolio, so something that produces income now.
Oh, and so you're shifting where they have been for growth?
Correct.
Okay, and that's going to shift now to providing more of an income stream from that portfolio.
See, and it's a good time because the markets are in a up market now. So now's a good time to shift.
So shifting, does that mean that you're clearing out some things and changing those investments, actually changing them from one type of security to another type of security that's paying more interest?
In this regard, we'll probably use some mutual funds that are designed to pay income, and then also some individual securities that have a very good track record for paying dividends.
Companies that have been around for a long time,
right,
and they've been paying dividends for years.
Correct. So there's not a lot of growth in there, but we're not looking for the growth. We want that check every month.
Oh, well, you know what? That's one of the things we do on a regular basis, and I just did that for somebody just a few days ago as well. So part of the things that we do, and the other thing that we do is take a look at other things that can help you get ahead. How do you handle a bill from the ER, for instance? Hey, did you know it was that complicated? Yeah. Step on a nail. Hey, believe me, I've done that one out at the ranch here two or three times over the years. So what you do makes a big difference in what you pay. And a couple of other little tidbits of information. I want Jamie to hit this one first because I'm curious about it as well. How many hours do you have to work in order to pay your rent or your house payment? Jamie's got the latest stats on that. It's kind of a shocker, too. All right. So when we come back, that plus recession-proofing portfolios, yes, all of that, and more. When we come back with more of the Money Makeover Show. So, by the way, if you got a quick question, you want to get an answer from three financial brains right here, we'll go to work for you. If you're shy, you can call us now. No problem. Nobody will hear you but us while the commercials are playing. Here's the way to do it. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine.
When you're in the market for a new skid steer or compact track loader, make sure to choose the one that lets you enjoy the ride. ASCO Equipment is here to provide the right solution for you with Case Construction Equipment. At nearly 3 feet wide and pressurized to reduce noise, dust, and fumes, Case Skid Steer and Compact Track Loaders offer you some of the largest and most comfortable cabs in the industry. So if you're in the market for a new skid steer or compact track loader, visit ASCO Brenham on US 290 West or in Bryan on North Earl Rudder Freeway today to buy or rent.
Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders, one kid at a time. Great programs in the city or out in the country. 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids, get involved, build a leader. 4-H.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Aggieland Humane Society of Bryan.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. We've got an office in Central Texas. That's in the city of Brenham. Downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse in the center of town. And then we have one in Houston between Westheimer and San Felipe on a little street called St. James Place, which is far enough from the Galleria shopping area to stay out of that traffic. So we got you covered either place. And if you want to come in for a free review, hey, we're at the beginning of the year, working on taxes, a lot of us, right? And you're thinking, how can I cut my tax bill? What am I doing? Am I taking advantage of everything? What's going on with this? New tax rules, are you able to blend those into your scenario? Did you get it all right, et cetera, et cetera? Free review, help you with that and many, many more things. Very important that you come by. And It is a free review. Here's a way to get that. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right. So let's go just do a little bit of something here that also can suck up plenty of money, and that is house payments and particularly rent payments. And it's getting more and more expensive in many cases in our area to work and be able to get enough from that work to pay your rent, your house payment, etc. Jamie Key's got some interesting update figures on that.
Well, this is from an article I found in, I think it's in today's Houston Chronicle, but it's a chart, and they did research into, somebody did research into hours of work needed to pay rent in the 25 largest cities. So it's kind of interesting, you know, with Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, here in the Texas area. What they did was they took estimated hourly wage for that particular metropolitan area and then what the median monthly gross rent is. Median means there's as many rents below as there are above. So this, it's not average. It's what you would expect to be right in the middle of what the gross rent is for the month. And the highest rent is in San Jose, California.
Oh, well, that's not a shocker. Okay.
If you lived in San Jose, California, the estimated hourly wage there is high. Mm-hmm. It's $21.70 an hour. But the estimated median grossly rent for that area is $2,109 a month.
Wow.
So you have to work, according to those numbers, you would have to work almost 100 hours just to pay your rent.
Every month.
Every month. And so if you're working 40 hours a week, and if you, we'll just assume there are 4 weeks in a month, that means you have to work over
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks out of the month, you're working just to pay rent.
Wow.
We're not talking about putting food in your mouth.
Or putting money in your 401k
your pocket
plan.
Or whatever, whatever it happens to be. Yeah. And so that's... I'll go down the list. Los Angeles was 2. San Diego was 3. So the top 3 were all in California. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. 4th was New York. When I first saw this, I thought New York would be number 1 because New York's notorious for what, what it cost for rent there. But in New York, the estimated monthly hourly wage is $1,765, but the median monthly gross rent was only $1,379.
Oh. Really? Wow, I never would have thought that.
I never would have thought that either. Okay. So you have to work about 78 hours to pay your rent in New York.
You must be renting a shed over there for that. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we normally think of New York as being really expensive, but there's a lot of a lower
income
housing in the metropolitan area. The highest one in Texas is Dallas. Average monthly hourly wage, $15 an hour. Median grossly rent, $992. 66 hours you have to work to pay rent in Dallas. Austin, average wage there is $19.11 an hour.
Oh, yeah, they got a bunch of IT people there.
Median grossly rent, monthly gross rent is $1,244. So you have to work 65 hours in Austin to pay your rent. Houston, it was about the same, 62 hours. So they said the estimated hourly wage in Houston is $15.67 an hour. Median monthly gross rent is $986. So, you know, out of Dallas, Austin, and Houston is the least expensive.
We're still a bargain in the Houston area, I guess.
And San Antonio falls right in line about the same. Fort Worth was 21st on the list. You only had to work 58 hours to pay your rent in Fort Worth. So that gives you an idea, you know, when it comes to financial planning, when we do those annual reviews or you come in for that free review, one of the things that comes up always, and Doug, you always talk about we send them home with homework, is one of the things we ask you to do is we have a budget worksheet. And how much housing is costing you is always one of the things you have to take into consideration there. And that always comes up in financial planning, too, because often do we get the question, should I pay off my mortgage?
That one comes up almost every
time.
Yeah, darn near. That's right. Yeah.
And whether you pay your mortgage off or not, you still have housing expenses. And so that's one of the things you take into consideration. But I found this little chart kind of interesting. If you want to check it out, it is in the Houston Chronicle in today's edition. They have a special economic edition every Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all these things are helpful. And what it always says to me is, okay, how do we work more efficiently or adjust our income-producing portfolio like you and I, Doug, were talking about before we went to the first break here in the program? How do I adjust this to push up my income, my cash flow, if you're not working anymore? How do I make this cash flow? Or even if you are working, maybe you need some extra funds. Maybe whatever you're doing is not giving you enough, maybe to even pay for ancillary things, not just your rent. So how do you make these adjustments? And that's one of the things we do as financial planners as well.
Yeah, because if you're going into retirement, and when you talked about the couple, Doug, that's getting ready to retire, sometimes when we go through retiring, one of the questions that does come up is, should I sell my home and downsize? Well, if you sell your home and you already have your home paid off, you sell your home to get the cash, you're still going to have some type of living expense.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we always talk about questions are important. And so should you sell your home? Well, the question should be, should you sell your home and where am I going to live after that?
Yep.
And because you still have to live somewhere. You're not going to be homeless.
Mm-hmm. So I would not suggest you do both those events at the same time because they're major life deals. You'll retire and sell your home. Do one or then the other, but not both at the same time.
Well, and that really is one of the keys to what we do as financial planners. We help you get your head wrapped around some of these concepts because this is important stuff. It's not just about, well, do I have enough insurance or should I do this thing versus that thing? It's really how does this all work together? Because you got to live.
It's not just interest rates.
That's right.
That's just a really kind of a minor point in the big scheme of things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, let's talk about basically this one thing, too, that can really mess you up. Even on a short-term basis, and I was really interested in this, Jamie, medical coding, and you brought this up while we were standing in the office earlier this morning, different levels of what your doctor or doctor's office is coding on insurance, especially things like Medicare, but other types of insurance too, how it's coded on your bill going to the provider of payments has a big, big impact of what you're going to pay as well. And this cropped up from somebody you know who went to the ER.
Yeah, I'll use myself as an example, just as an example, because I really want to talk about part of planning is trying to go ahead and plan your finances. You don't think about the fact that if an emergency comes up, a medical emergency, where are you going to go? Mm-hmm. How are you going to pay for it? What does your insurance cover? Again, when you have these meetings, you need to pay attention. But part of financial planning is planning for these emergencies that could come up and how you're going to pay for them. Well, one of the important things when it comes to medical procedures is how it's coded. In my example, if I was going to have a colonoscopy done, if I have a colonoscopy done that's part of routine care, in other words, it's preventive medicine, it's coded one way. If I'm having a colonoscopy done because they think I might have cancer, it's coded a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And so on preventive, it's covered at 100%. If it's a colonoscopy because they're looking for tumors and cancer because they suspect I have one, it's coded a different way and is subject to my deductible and copays.
What is free?
One doesn't cost me anything because it's covered at 100%. The other one, I'm going to have to pay for almost all of it. And so when you go to the physician, how things are coded becomes really important. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to emergency rooms, something that we're seeing happening a lot more now are these freestanding emergency clinics.
The urgent care ones.
Urgent care. There are a lot of different ones. Some of the large hospital systems have even started opening them. Well, generally speaking, when you go to that type of facility, when you walk in, the type of visit that you're having is immediately coded. And what my understanding is, it goes from 1 to 5 in severity. The example that I was aware of is somebody had gone in because they had
stepped on a nail.
A rusty nail.
Yeah.
And when they went for the emergency room, of course, what happened there? They said, yeah, you stepped on a nail. They probably put a Band-Aid on the wound. But he needed a tetanus shot. He got a tetanus shot. Well, when he got the bill was 4 figures.
Whoa.
Because they coded it in the middle level. From between 1 to 5, they coded it a 3. When they coded a 3, it's automatically 4 figures right away, and then the cost for the tetanus shot and the visit with the physician add to the cost, and so on and so forth. Turns out, if he had been prepared for if something like this had happened, there's a pharmacy that has clinics that you can go to where they will give you shots and a lot of shots you get for free.
Yeah, grocery stores even.
Grocery stores.
Yeah, if they have a pharmacy department, yes.
Yeah, and if he had gone to one of those places, it wouldn't have cost him anything, and the tetanus shot that he got would have been free. So instead of 4 figures that he ended up paying out of his pocket, it would have cost him nothing. And that's why I talk about being prepared. There are certain things that you need financially. You need to plan for these types of medical things that occur and your finances. We don't often think about that. We talk about the free review, but if you have emergencies, medical emergencies, there are places that you probably should go to, and there are places that are going to cost you more. So that's part of your financial planning, is trying to handle these emergencies. We talk about having an emergency fund set aside.
Sure.
But also, when things come up in life, how are you going to handle them? And we all know that medical bills can get quite expensive.
So just another little tidbit out there.
Just a nugget.
A nugget so that you can actually have more money. Yes. Instead of paying it all out.
It's called risk management.
It is called risk management.
Manage your risk.
Well, you got health insurance, you got life insurance.
Car insurance. Homeowner's insurance.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you got to plan for your own needs there too, right?
On my colonoscopy story, I had to argue with the physician's office and the insurance company in order to get it done correctly. Fortunately, I knew what I was looking for because, we've been doing this for over 35 years. When I tell this story to friends of mine, they say, well, how would we have known to do that?
They wouldn't. That's the thing. And you just end up paying it.
Yeah. So, again, sometimes it helps just to get a little bit of background, because you're right, Jamie. It's hard for anybody to know this. You don't normally think of it. But when we do financial planning, we try to cover a lot of bases. And sometimes this comes up, especially for people who have farms and ranches, because we know you're going to end up having something, right?
Cuts and scrapes and whatever.
That's right.
Nails. I really, 3 times on nails for me.
Or even
in the
kids.
Last 10
if you got
years.
A bunch of kids, you know how often you go to the doctor.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So a little bit of wisdom inserts in there as well. All right. When we come back, a little bit of wisdom on managing a trust.
Or why should you have a trust?
And how do you deal with it? Right? I mean, it's kind of, a lot of people have trust. Well, do you need it? How does it react in different things? Who can get to the money in the trust? Oh. Yeah, that might be something to consider. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. In the meantime, You got a question or two? A lot of healthcare questions out there, I know. For some of you who are on Medicare and some of you on regular insurance through your employer, whatever it is, you can always give us a call. Especially if you're shy right now, you can always give us a call while the commercials are playing or about to do that right now. So here's your chance. Call us now. We'll talk one-on-one in private with you if you call us at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
Hi, this is Kyle Merton, a director with the BISD Education Foundation. On Thursday, February 28th, the foundation will hold its annual Arts and Appetizers fundraising event, and we invite everyone to attend. This year's event will be held at a new location in downtown Brown. Join us in the Ann Street Inn Ballroom for a student artwork showcase. A collection of the artwork from each BISD campus will be sold, with half of the proceeds going directly to the student artist and the remaining to be distributed throughout the district in the form of mini grants to teachers in the fall. We will hold a live and solid auction with a variety of artwork and appealing items. We ask you all to come and support the BISD Education Foundation on Thursday night from 5:30 to 7 at the Ann Street Inn Ballroom.
Come support the young artists in Brenham by attending the Arts and Appetizers event at the Ann Street Inn Ballroom this Thursday from 5:30 till 7 p.m.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Becker Drive.
Have you noticed that you're turning up the volume on the television, finding it harder to understand your grandkids, or missing out on conversations with family and friends? Texas ENT and Allergy doesn't want you to miss any of life's special moments. Their team of physicians and audiologists can identify just what the problem may be. Their audiology team can fit you with the newest technology and hearing aids, which can improve your quality of life. Texas ENT is proud to announce the addition of audiologist Dr. Jennifer Muehlbach to their staff in College Station. She specializes in diagnosing and treating hearing and balance problems. Whether it's chronic ear infections, tinnitus, hearing loss, dizziness, or other ear problems, Texas ENT and Allergy can provide a solution. Texas ENT and Allergy is located at 1730 Birmingham Drive in College Station and at 539 Medical Parkway in Brenham. Just call 877-377-4368 to make an appointment. Find out more online at TexasENTandAllergy.com.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
Which grown-up do you remember most?
It just takes one day.
One caring adult.
One Boys and Girls Club.
Who changed your life?
Who's going to change mine?
Are you the one?
For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, call 979-277-9383 or visit the club at 1710 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
I bet you think that 4-H is all about raising horses, cattle, goats, and chickens. Well, it is, but it isn't. 4-H is also about the environment, wildlife, water conservation, and gardening, in and out of the city. Most important, 4-H teaches young people how to work together and develop their talents and strengths as a team. They learn leadership skills that will take them anywhere that they want to go, and they'll have fun getting there as well. I want you to bring your kids, get involved, raise a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, trust me, there's always going to be something.
Yeah.
But one of the things a lot of folks do is form a trust to try and keep creditors away from the money that you put in the trust. Maybe have it pay out to help someone maybe through their lifetime, add some income to them, pay their bills for them, make sure they're going to be okay. Lots of different reasons for people to set up trusts. Right. And trusts are legal documents. Of course, you need an attorney to properly draw mm-hmm. these things up and have them have actual legal standing. There are tax rules about them, all kinds of other rules and regulations. And they can be very, very useful tools, but they can also be confusing tools.
Yes.
Yes, they can. So let's get a little story here from Doug Neal about a trust.
Mom and Dad set this trust up a long time ago because they were thinking Dad was going to, he was getting early stages Alzheimer's. So they set the trust up to put their assets in there to take care of it. If something happened to Mom and Dad got Alzheimer's, who's going to take care of the assets and the real estate and the savings accounts and all that kind of stuff? And so they set the trust up. It was the family inheritance trust is what it was. And then after a while, Dad died, and so Mom's there, and it's the money in the trust is supposed to be used for her health, welfare, and benefit and education. So it's used to help take care of her. And then while Dad had already died, Mom was there, a friend willed them some money, inheritance, and put it in the trust. He had it in his will because she took care of him in the hospital. She was a medical worker, and she took care of him, and he didn't have any family. So he left it to her in the trust.
Okay.
So now I've got some good-sized money in the trust.
So who's trustee? Who's beneficiary?
Okay, the beneficiary is Mom because it's for her health, welfare, and benefit. The trustee was the oldest son. He's the oldest son was the trustee, and he keeps track of the accounts and writes checks to pay the taxes. And if Mom needs something, he writes a check for that. Then the other siblings would be when Mom dies, then there's three brothers. Two of the brothers become beneficiaries. Third one got left out on purpose.
Okay.
So the two brothers then would, the trust would dissolve, and each of the two brothers would get funds. But until then, they have no right to any of the funds in that trust. They don't own it.
They can't touch any of it, is what you're saying. Yeah. You can't spend it.
They can't spend it. They're not a beneficiary.
Give it away.
They're not a responsible party, especially the second brother. The only reason is when Mom dies, then he would inherit his share of the trust. Now, that was how they set it up, with how the attorney set it up, and it worked fine. Dad died, taking care of Mom. Mom's still alive, but now the younger brother got a divorce a while back, and his ex-wife's suing him. She wants to know how much is in the trust because she wants to get her hands on it.
Can she do that?
Well, she's trying to.
Well, I mean, she can sue.
Yes.
But
we're not attorneys, so.
Yeah, but I mean, does she have a chance at all of breaking into the trust? That's what would
no,
really
because
have to happen.
He is not a beneficiary of the trust. He is not a trustee of the trust, and he's not a responsible party of the trust. She sent a court order saying they wanted to know how much is in this account. And that'd be like us giving your information at the bank to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give away information that you're not entitled to have. And so the trust inadvertently set up so that the ex-wife can't get a hold of the brother's inheritance when Mom dies because it's in the trust. So that was an unintended consequence that turned out well for the younger brother. Older brother's just trying to stay out of it.
Yeah, I would.
It's just a nasty, nasty thing. But the trust is doing what it was designed to do, take care of Mom and Dad. Now, you can't get into it.
Well, and that, you know, and what that points out is the fact that you can do all the planning that you want, and you know, when it comes to asset protection and all of those types of things, and just because you've done everything correctly, we all know that, you know, in today's society, that doesn't prevent somebody from suing. Now, whether they'll be successful in the lawsuit is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be aware of the fact that just because you've done all the proper planning, you've done as much as you think is possible, and you've gone through all the work to get that done, that doesn't mean that somewhere down the road somebody's not going to try and do something.
Yeah, but that's why you need to go to an attorney.
That's right.
To get it done right, because I'm pretty sure I know the attorney very well who put this together. We put it together 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. You never expected this stuff to happen, but it's done right, so I'm not so worried about it. It's just a pain in the rear having to deal with it when you start dangling dollars, because there's close to $2 million in this trust.
Oh, so
that's
so
why
she found an attorney who said, well, you know, maybe we can take a look at
this. Yeah, let's take a look to see where the dollars are there, because the brother, he's got nothing.
Yeah.
He's got a car, and I think that's it. He rents a place, and he has no assets to go after, but so now they're trying to go after something that's not his yet. So, real life is more interesting than stories.
Well, the interesting part of that is, you know, are they going to approach it from the fact that eventually he may inherit it?
The hard part is, though, the trust is, like you said, Tony, is a separate entity. It's got its own tax ID. It files its own tax returns. It's got its own checking account.
And it has its own particular provisions.
Correct.
In that trust for how it's going to operate.
Yes. And there's clauses in there saying that nobody can attach it.
Right.
In advance. And the attorney did, I mean, it's, I don't know how many pages this is.
This isn't the first time this has ever come up.
No, I'm sure.
Really? Oh, yeah, okay.
But that, got to have an attorney do it. Don't try and do it online yourself, because all it takes is one something out of whack, and oh, that trust isn't valid anymore.
Or it's not valid because some other regulation came up, and it wasn't switched around if that had to be done, right? So, again, attorney knows what they're doing, sets up the trust, and it's done the right way in the first place. And then as long as that trust is in effect, then there are no problems. Now, we can't say what's going to happen after the trust has to be distributed.
Well, I read up on that one because he gave me a copy of the trust, and I read up on it. Upon mom's death, the money gets split into two separate trusts.
Okay, so it stays in trust.
Uh-huh. One for each of the boys. Yeah. And so now I still don't know how they're going to get it, because the trust owns the asset, and you can't.
Well it's going to pour over into another trust. You know,
but it points out the fact that trusts are very useful instruments in many cases. When the estate tax laws were much different than they are now, when the limits were much lower, it was fairly common to create what were called irrevocable life insurance trusts.
Mm-hmm.
They call them ILITs. Well, what's the first word in that?
Irrevocable.
Irrevocable. Well, now state tax limits are much higher, and those life insurance policies may not be necessary anymore, but they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have the life insurance inside of that trust, it's an irrevocable life insurance trust. What do? Because if you just let the asset, if you stop paying premiums, the asset goes away. There's nothing there.
You lose the money.
You lose all that money. And so when you establish trust, the thing you need to know is that these are very useful instruments, but sometimes you may get in a position where they can't function as they were originally intended, and that's what attorneys are for.
See, that's what the tax law you were talking about, Tony, where the rules changed, because back then, let's say the million dollars was the estate tax exemption. Well, today it's, what, 11.5 per person? Mm-hmm. Well, so you might have $1 million life insurance policy. In that policy, well, if the estate tax is $11 million per person, you really don't need to worry about that anymore, but you maybe put in $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 into that life policy. Do you want to just kiss that goodbye? Do you keep it going, or what do you do with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are other ways to do it now, but since this has come up, that doesn't mean that life insurance in that particular case is a bad buy, but maybe there's a better way to do it rather than through an irrevocable life insurance trust.
So can you take the insurance, can you dissolve the trust and just have the insurance left over?
what part of irrevocable don't you understand?
Well, but you know, if you've got a trust, you've got probably some trustee that's costing you $2,000 a year. If it's a million, $2 million life insurance payout.
Well, that's why part of the planning process is going through these things and just finding out what the different options are that are available to you in that particular case. But again, trusts are very useful instruments. When we come back from the break, maybe we can talk a little bit about what the repercussions are tax-wise for having trusts.
Yeah.
And the way that that works, since we're in tax season, those of you who have trusts are probably dealing with this currently.
Oh, and let's answer a question we come back to, Jamie, and that is, when are you going to get your 1099?
Oh, yeah.
1099?
Yeah. From your investment portfolio?
Yeah, yeah, I've only been asked that question about a million times.
Yeah, really. So let's talk about, has it got anything to do with, one thing or another? Are they just late this year? The government shut down? What's going on? Are they on the way? So we'll talk about that, too, just to give you a little update out there as you're listening. In the meantime, got a question? Got answers right here. And you can give us a call now. Commercials will be playing for a couple of minutes. That gives us time to talk privately with you if you call 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Buccaneer Food Store, home of tacos on the corner, expanding their breakfast menu. Not only authentic, made-from-scratch breakfast tacos, how about starting your day with their breakfast plate of eggs, bacon, or sausage, hash browns, and a biscuit, just $3.79. Or their new biscuit or croissant breakfast sandwiches. And don't forget those homemade Czech kolaches and pigs in a blanket. Whatever gets your morning going, let Buccaneer Food Store and Tacos on the Corner at 1307 Prairie Lee in Brenham start your day.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Kubota's L2501 DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $135 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through March 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota.
The outdoor season never ends in Texas. That's why TSO in Brenham offers Costa Del Mar polarized sunglasses all year long. Costa sunglasses offer superior lens technology, unparalleled fit, and durability. Bring your prescription in to TSO, including no-line multifocals, to help when tying fish knots and reading GPS maps, and they will fit in your new pair of Costa sunglasses. Non-prescription Costa sunglasses are also available. Just stop in TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center on Highway 36 South in Brenham. TSO and Dr. Brandon Guillory, caring for the eyes of Texas.
I'm Bob Tallman. If you've ever been to rodeos around Texas, you've probably heard my voice. I've had a long career working in all areas of agriculture with all kinds of people. At the heart of my success and the work I do today is 4-H. It helped shape my life and is still helping young people get a handle on what's important, like values, integrity, ethics, responsibility. That's what 4-H fosters. Whether you live in the heartland or in the heart of the city, I want you to bring your kids, get involved, raise a leader. 4-H.
For over 60 and 45 years respectively, Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, additions, remodels, and light commercial construction, Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing can help you from start to finish. Visit them online at ThielemannHomes.com and let them be your first choice in making your building visions come to life.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS,
TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're just adjusting the playlist this morning.
It's a little more upbeat.
Yeah, you know what? Why not be upbeat? Because we're talking about how to make things easier, better, safer for our wonderful listeners out there. As planners, that's what our job is. That's really bottom line, helping you be more successful and get the things done that are going to make you more safe and secure financially.
So you make a smarter decision.
Yep.
If you know what the ramifications are and the options, now you can make an intelligent, informed decision.
That's right. So, again, free review, terrific to go to. You've already got all your documents and stuff like that that are coming in now. We'll talk about 1099s in a second here. But as you're getting these things in, you get a good, clear picture of where you stand. And it's a great time to just say, you know what, I want to take some of these items that have been troubling me, or I want to find out more, or can I do better, or whatever, and come in, sit with us for the free review, and at least get some options and some ideas about how you can do things more optimally, more
give you a quick example.
That forward searching.
A couple come in last Friday. He switched companies and had his old 401k, and they were he had to move it over. And so he was just going to take it all in cash and put it in his new 401k. And he asked, how should he do that? I said, well, don't do it all at once. Move it as cash. Leave it in cash, a stable value fund or money market in there. And once a month, move a third of it into your choices.
So he's going to do what we call dollar cost averaging.
Right, because is the market up? Is the market down? If you put it all in on one day, and what happens if that was the high point and it goes downhill from there for the next couple months?
Next day, craters, and you're going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so just something, so he didn't know he could do that. Something simple.
Yep.
So that's why I come in for a free review.
And again, that goes back to one of the things we talked about the other day, Tony. Will his plan allow him to do that?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I want to only just make this much go over. Yeah. So probably so. But we don't see that very often because most people don't think to do it.
That's right.
It just goes all at once.
So free review, know your options in real time and reality based, right? Free review. Here's a way to get it. Call us at the office. Make that time to come in. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. By the way, some of you are still waiting on your 1099s from various sources, including investment types of things. Most of them have been mailed out. Doesn't mean they don't have to be adjusted. Sometimes that happens and you get a different 1099 two or three weeks later or whatever. But in most cases, if you have statements, 1099 statements, you should be getting them over the last few days or maybe this week.
A lot of companies do it in waves. Like the 15th of the month, they send out a bunch. And then at the end of the month, they send out another big batch. So if you didn't get it at the middle of the month, maybe you'll get it 1st of March or something like that.
Right. So that's kind of where things are. So just so you know. All right.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit more again and keep on our excuse me, our theme here, Jamie.
Yeah, we're going to talk about trust, and Doug had a good story about how beneficial trust can be when it comes to asset protection. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that you need to be aware of when it comes to trust is, are they allowed to hold money inside of the trust? What happens when money comes out of the trust? How is money taxed when it's in the trust and when it comes out? I know there's like 14 questions there, but maybe you can attack that, Doug.
Yeah, you got to be careful in that. That's why you go to an attorney and design the trust features that you want. Because tax-wise, the IRS doesn't treat trusts very favorable. The first $2,600 of earnings is taxed at 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big problem, but $2,600, that's not a whole lot for the year. Okay, the next, from $2,600 to $9,300, that's taxed at 24%.
Which is a higher tax rate than a lot of people have individually.
Than most people.
That's correct.
And then up to $12,750, it's 35%. Anything over that, $12,750, is taxed at 37%.
Wow, almost 40%?
Okay, so that trust we had $2 million in it, and it's probably earning...
Hopefully they're not earning any money.
It has to be invested, but if he was getting 4% on that one, that's $40,000 a year. He's paying 37% tax rate on the top, on the majority of that money. It's just kind of like giving it away. So
you have to consider all these things if you're going to be
form
creating
a trust.
Right. That's a kind of hidden. People think, well, I want the trust to make sure the family gets it and passes on, and I'll put the real estate in there. And okay, so you got real estate in there, and it's worth a ton of money, but it produces a little. Well, where's the cash going to come to pay the taxes? So people get burnt
on
that. Yeah,
you've got to have some liquidity in there, right?
Got to have some income-producing things in there, because real estate can bite you on that. So,
okay,
beware of trust.
And your attorney that's setting this up is going to talk to you about that, too.
Yeah, we can talk future dates. I had the question that come up about a couple who are getting married later in life but were trying to keep their property separate.
That's right.
Were they going to... when they filed taxes, married filing jointly, or married filing separate?
Ooh.
Woo,
That's another alligator that can come up and bite you.
Okay, well, we'll
talk about that one.
That one's later, Gator, right? There you go. All right, thanks a lot for listening this morning. Do come by for that free review. Don't make a boo-boo when you don't need to. Get our brains working for you.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night at the Connect 5 Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Oh.
And next Wednesday morning.
All right.
You here then.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.